Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone, and you're watching the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast. 1 hour of commercial-free podcasting starts now. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast, brought to you with the Old City Sports Network. Week 11 in the books, and with Thanksgiving tomorrow, we're going to break down all of Week 11 and preview Week 12 in today's episode, including the Thanksgiving games. Whole gang is here for this episode, first time in a while, except for Matt, because Matt is not here. He was supposed to be here and is not here, but he should be back next week, we hope, fingers crossed, if he gets Wi-Fi figured out or PC figured out or whatever he's got going on. But for now, still the three of us holding you down. For today's episode, we will start out with a combination of Calm or Chaos and Trust or Bust, breaking down all of Week 11 and then getting into previewing Week 12 with some rankings breakdown for the week, game picks, and we will wrap up with a player we are thankful for this fantasy season, and of course, trivia with Q. So feel free to drop any start sit questions in the chat. We will try to get to them throughout the episode, or if you have any trade questions. I know a lot of trade deadlines are this week. Definitely feel free to drop those, but let's get right into Calm or Chaos and Trust or Bust. So starting at the quarterback position, finally, a pretty solid week for quarterbacks. Did not have anyone to put on the Calm or Chaos list. Good to see, because we already knew Geno was Chaos and now injured. So Trust or Bust, moving on to the positive performances of quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, 36.18 points, 24-32, 262 yards, two touchdowns, and then also added five carries for 17 yards and another two touchdowns. Can we trust Trevor Lawrence, or is this a bit of a fluke?
We wrote him off. Well, at least I feel like last week when it was just me and T guys, we kind of just said stay away.
Yeah, I think I was on the same boat for Calm or Chaos that week too.
But this is what he should be playing like with the weapons he has. I believe there's more to come.
It's still only his third top 10 performance of the year. Like, I don't know.
I'm nervous still.
I'm not all the way in yet.
Yeah, no.
I'm not even close to in.
Yeah, I just want to see more consistency. Like, he's been consistently all right, but I want to see a little bit more consistency in having these bigger performances.
Only like a second game. Time, though. 20 plus.
Mm-hmm. Has not been good for Trevor Lawrence, and I'm hoping that it continues to get better. And this is kind of the start of a good end of the season stretch here. Schedule's not too bad, but there are definitely some tough games. Week 14 at Cleveland, week 15 versus Baltimore. So yeah, definitely want another option still if you have Trevor Lawrence. Tommy DeVito, baby, 28.54 points, 18 and 26, 246 yards, three tutties. We trusting Tommy? Big shot, bro. Tommy? Jersey Tommy?
He sucked all the power out of Sam Howell that week. These are Sam Howell numbers.
He's quietly been improving a little bit, but there's no way I'm trusting Tommy DeVito anywhere near my fantasy team. Not even worth an ad. Not even worth anything. Please don't scoop. All right, let's move on to running back. Starting at Calm or Chaos, Najee Harris, 4.6 points. 12 carries, 35 yards, and one catch on two targets for just 1 yard, while Jaylen Warren kind of went off with a few big plays. Calm or Chaos here for Najee.
It's a little chaotic. And now they have no Matt Canada. So what if this new guy just features only Jaylen Warren?
I'm kind of excited. That's kind of why I'm calm. But well, no, either way, I'd still be calm.
It's a little chaotic just because like Warren will look so much better, but I'm still staying calm. He still got basically the carries and more clothes that you've been expecting. 12 carries, two targets. He gets like 12 to 15, up towards 20 at most touches or involvement in the game. This one was kind of just, you expected this game to be ugly as shit. Like,
yep.
Warren obviously was featured on the huge long carry that really carried his whole day. I still think better days are ahead for Najee. Gotta stay a little bit calm here. He had four straight games of 10 plus points before this, so he had been pretty consistent. Now, if he can't get it done in the next two to three games, then it's worrisome.
It done.
But I think even at Cincy this week, he should have a better game.
You just have to hope, because we saw James Cook this week with a new offensive coordinator. get used in the goal line around the 5 yard line. So maybe Najee will somehow get more usage as well.
Yeah, definitely. Derrick Henry, 5.4 points, 10 carries, 38 yards, one catch on 2 targets for 6 yards. Back to back absolute stinkers for D Hen. Calm or chaos?
It's got to be kind of chaotic, right?
I would say yes, but I'm giving him one more chance this week versus the freaking Panthers in Tennessee. If he can't have a good game versus the Panthers, like, then obviously it's complete chaos. You're done. Yeah. You can't start him. But like, the schedule that upcoming really isn't that scary. He's got Carolina, the Colts, the Dolphins, Texans twice, and Seattle. So like, he's got a pretty favorable schedule leading through the playoffs here. And right before the last 2 games, he had 3 straight games, 16 plus points. So he was putting up numbers. The Titans seemed like they were figuring it out. Obviously, it seems like they're not figuring it out anymore, but I think this Panthers game should be a get right game for him.
Well, you don't really have much of a choice because you can't really, I mean, if this week's your league's trade deadline, you can't really wait past it. So you might as well just ride it out because of the schedule upcoming.
Yeah, definitely have to stay calm here and just continue pushing. Josh Jacobs. 6.1 points, 14 carries for 39 yards, one catch for 12 yards. Calm or chaos here for Joshy? I think you got to stay calm.
I'll stay calm, but his remaining schedule wasn't the easiest outside of the Chargers.
Yeah, Chiefs twice definitely isn't great. Also still has the bye to come, which definitely sucks as you're making your playoff push. But got to love what he's been doing the rest of the season. He's still RB5 on the year. I think Josh Jacobs, you got to stay calm.
Yep.
Jesse in the chat, what is up? Got some Sterling Pig beer for us. Appreciate it. Thanks, boss. Moving on to trust or bust. Jaylen Warren, 25.5 points, 9 carries, 129 yards, 1 touchdown. Also caught all 3 of his targets for 16 yards. Are we trusting Warren?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a split backfield, and I think we already talked about Warren a little bit the last couple of weeks. We're like, he's still even like getting less of the work. He's still getting 10 plus points a game. The receiving kind of gives him a decent floor, and the rushing has just looked good when he's able to get involved in the game. So
yeah, this team isn't good either, so he'll be getting the receiving work often.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you got to trust Jaylen Warren moving forward. He should be just fine. As a solid RB2. I think him and Najee are kind of in the same tier still, so keep rolling the both out there. Gus Edwards, 21 points, 12 carries, 62 yards, another 2 touchdowns, and also caught 2 passes for 8 yards. I think we have to keep trusting Gus.
Oh, yeah. Not even a question. He's locked in starter.
Dude, what does he have in the last, like, 4 weeks? Like, 10 touchdowns?
3, 4, 5, 6,
it's
seven,
been insane.
Eight
touchdowns in the last 4 weeks, 9 touchdowns in the last 5.
Yep.
He's a touchdown machine right now. Lamar's not running much in the red zone. And like when they get within the 5, it's really just been, all right, Gus, run it in. So got to keep trusting Gus as a still a little bit touchdown dependent, but the touchdowns keep flowing. So you can't stop rolling with the train here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Trust Gus. Devin Singletary, 19.8 points, 22 carries for 112 yards, 1 touchdown. Also caught both passes for 6 yards. Singy back?
I don't know, because I think Damian Pierce returns this week, and the offensive coordinator said that he'll be using both of them, which he shouldn't, because clearly Singy's better than Damian Pierce, but we'll see. I don't know. Is Damian Pierce definitely coming back?
He's run the ball 52 times in the last 2 weeks. That's insane.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Damian Pierce does look like he is coming back for Singletary owners because he did practice full on Wednesday. That usually leads towards him playing. So, yeah, got to trust Singletary, I think, because I still think he's going to get at least 50% of the 60% of the snaps here, and they've been using him a ton. But Pierce is definitely going to cut into that workload. So, got to tick him down a bit with Pierce back. All right, moving on to wide receiver. Calm or chaos? Garrett Wilson, 0.9 points, 2 catches on 8 targets for 9 yards and a fumble lost.
More like Garrett will stink.
Come on, man.
It's got to be Jets, man.
I'm still kind of calm. He's still been putting up numbers, and bum-ass Zach Wilson just got benched.
Yeah. I think both of those things are going to continue for him. Without Zach Wilson, I think it's definitely a little bit of an upgrade. I still think he's going to get force-fed targets either way. It really doesn't matter. Definitely a rough game to watch versus the Bills, but it was kind of a rough game in general as a whole for that team. So not just Garrett. Got to stay calm. He was really solid before that, so got to stay calm. A.J. Brown, 1.8 points, one catch on four targets for 8 yards. Calmer chaos here for A.J.
Stop. It's only because I needed him to stink, so the fantasy guys looked out.
They looked out for you, for sure. A.J. Brown, obviously his worst game of the season. Got to stay calm. He's been one of the best in the league. I think that will still continue. Rain, they won ugly game. Stinking. It was a low-scoring game, not great. A.J. Brown should be fine. Birds just find ways to win.
Yeah.
Moving on to the other Brown, Hollywood Brown, 3.2 points, two catches, five targets, 18 yards. And then also, with Kyler back, nine targets, three catches, 46 yards, no tutties. Calm or chaos here for Holly.
Bad week to be a Brown.
Yeah, it was.
Two games with Kyler so far, and he's stunk. It's getting a little chaotic.
Oh, yeah. Definitely getting a little chaotic as a Hollywood owner. I still have faith that he's still his number one target. They're still going to have to go back to him. Like, he can't keep getting out-targeted by random guys. Greg Dortch came off the street this week and had seven targets and had six catches. So, clearly the game plan for the Texans was to take Hollywood away. He had a nice deep shot opportunity. It was kind of looked like it could have been PI that he was unable to obviously bring in. I think better days are ahead, but it's definitely a little bit chaotic right now. If you have another option, I wouldn't be mad about it.
Yeah.
I'm still starting. My only other option would be Rashee Rice. So if that puts it into perspective, I still think he's better than that. Stephon Diggs, 6.7 points, four catches, eight targets, 27 yards, back-to-back six-point games, calm or chaos?
You. He's about to play the Eagles.
That's true. He's about to go off.
Yep. As an Eagles fan, our secondary does get torched. So lining up pretty well.
Even though I don't recall either. I mean, the Chiefs receivers aren't good, but any Chiefs person catching the ball doing well. MVS could have saved the day.
Yeah, I mean, dude, we're talking about the Chiefs. That wide receiver I don't know. Stinks. Just like
Kelsey as well didn't torch the Eagles defense.
Nah, he had seven catches, though, and he still had a touchdown, so he was involved.
Why would they not get somebody after getting rid of Reek?
They're counting too much on Mahomes. So they'll do everything.
I don't know. Either way,
calm.
Stephon Diggs. Got to stay calm. Moving on to trust or bust. Calvin Ridley. Matt would be so hype if he was here. He is not here. 31.1 points, seven catches, nine targets, 103 yards, and two touchdowns. Also added a carry for 18 yards. Are we trusting Ridley now?
He'll probably be back here next week.
This is a trap, dude.
Yep. Such a trap.
Crap. No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it all year. He is boomer bust. Here's the boom. If you started him, congrats, you're insane. But it worked out for you. I do think this is an important game next week, so maybe he gets involved. But Zay Jones is also back. I don't love it. Not all the way back in. Want to just see more consistency before I'm all the way back in on Calvin Ridley.
You need to be in a position like Matt where he has no choice but to start him. So if you have an option, then that's a little more stressful.
Yeah, definitely. Dak or Mahomes this week?
Let's see.
Who's Mahomes playing?
Mahomes is playing the Raiders. So give me Mahomes.
Yeah. But I mean,
Dak's playing the Commanders. Dude, Mahomes versus the Raiders the last few years has just been watching the Pro Bowl. He's just airing it out nonstop, no matter what. So.
But he has no one to air it out to now.
We'll see. Maybe MVS makes up for it.
Probably not.
Justin Watson looked good against us, actually. But, yeah. I'd still go Mahomes there. MVS did not. Yes, he did not. He stinks. Ridley's a flare. He will flop out next week, probably. I would agree with that. All right, Tank Dell, Trust or bust, 28.9 points, 8 catches, 10 targets, 149 yards, 1 touchdown. Seems to have solidified himself as the deep threat wide receiver one here for the Texans.
He's good.
So trusting. And I'm trusting. 16 on the year.
Yeah, have to trust. He has 4 20-point games this year. And when he's healthy, it's been pretty consistent as well. So got to keep rolling Tank Dell out there, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Jaden Reed, though, 19.2 points coming out of nowhere on the Packers. 4 catches, 6 targets, 46 yards. Also added 3 carries for 46 yards and another touchdown.
The offense is still too blah for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. A rushing touchdown, that's like...
Yeah, I feel like he whenever he scores, it's always end arounds.
Yeah. I don't love... Like, I like him as like a sneaky bi-week flex, but... I don't think he's going to be consistent there. They still have Watson. They still have Dobbs. They still have inconsistent play with Jordan Love at QB. So can't be fully trusting Jaden Reed just yet. But if he is out there on waivers, I think he's worth adding at least.
Yep.
Tight end, Calm or Chaos. Cole Kmet, 5 points, 3 catches on 4 targets for 20 yards. What do we think here with Fields back?
Bring back Bajan.
No.
For real.
Literally never. DJ Moore munched, baby. Back. DJ yeah, Moore munched. Nah, not the wrong guy. That's the right guy. But yeah, Cole Kmet, obviously not a great game. Wasn't super involved here. They did go up and pretty much led this whole game until the very end when the Lions came back. So didn't have to pass too much anyways. So I think that hurt him a little bit. I think in most cases, they'll probably be down and throwing more. So got to stay calm, I think.
Yeah.
Still tight end 6 on the season. Sam Laporta, 6.8 points, 3 catches, 5 targets, 18 yards, only 8 points last week. Been a little bit quiet since the bye. Are we still fine with him, calm, or is this chaos?
No, I think it's still calm.
I'm very calm.
Yeah, super calm. Gotta stay calm on Laporta.
Hard to tell why he's struggling, but...
Yeah, I mean, target share has just dipped the last couple of weeks, but I think it'll tick back up. I think he'll be fine. Trust or bust, David Njoku, 12.6 points, 7 catches on 15 targets for 56 yards. Are we trusting Njoku?
I'm trusting. He hasn't had single digits since week 6. It's 5 straight games, 10-plus points. He's had at least 6 targets in all those games. 15 last week, that's unreal. I mean,
should have had more than 12 points, though.
I know.
15 targets.
I mean, yeah, who are we talking about? A quarterback, brother. DTR. DTF. David Njoku. I think he should be just fine. I think you can trust him moving forward as a low end tight end one option.
Mm-hmm.
Keep rolling him out there. Jaden Reed, the next AB without the head issues. That is a scorching hot take from Curly, but definitely we shall see. I hope you're right, because that would be fun. Green Bay definitely needs a good wide receiver, because Watson has not been it.
They should just sign AB if they need AB.
Yeah, but then we're talking about the head issues, Q. Come on.
You could be fine.
All right. Before we get into more of the preview for next week, let's do today's sponsor, which is Fanatics. This NFL season, we're partnered with Fanatics, the leading brand for NFL merchandise. It is now the week of Thanksgiving, which means we are that much closer to Christmas. Fanatics has all of the stuff for your Christmas list this year with jerseys, t-shirts, merchandise, and more. Go to link in our bio on all platforms. Take advantage of the sale going on right now. You can use code HARVEST to get up to 50% off of your order. Get that holiday shopping done early with Fanatics through our link, because it helps us out a ton and we greatly appreciate any support. All right. Moving on to the rankings breakdown. Let's start at the quarterback position. Dak Prescott came back down to earth a bit against the Panthers in another blowout win. Is he still a top 5 option this week for you guys?
He sure is. If we saw Danny DeVito cook the Commanders defense, Dak easily will.
Yeah. I have him at 5.
Like a 4.
Ooh,
he's spicy. A 5 for me.
Yeah. I think you have to be confident in Dak at this point. He's been so solid. So keep rolling him out there. Despite the a little bit quieter performance, he's going to have to go off again versus the Commander. So he should be fine.
Yep.
Moving on to CJ Stroud. Outside of that monster game, he really has only scored more than 20 fantasy points one other time since week five. Is he a top six option for you guys, or is he, or do you guys feel like he's being a bit overhyped for fantasy purposes?
I do think he's being a bit overhyped. And Matt almost fell for it last week because we were going to start him over Herbert. Glad we didn't, but I still have him in my top 10, but he was having a day of interceptions on Sunday.
Yeah. I do agree, but his boom potential is just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we saw that huge game. I just kind of want to see a little bit more of that boom. Like weeks 2, 3, and 4, that's where like we were looking at like CJ Stroud being a legit QB. But then kind of since then, it's been quiet aside from that major game. So I just want to see a little bit more boom in his repertoire here. But yeah, I definitely still think he's a QB1. You're still starting him. I have him at 8 this week. So still relatively confident that Stroud should be a locked-in starter.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy, back-to-back 30-plus point games. Now that the Niners are back to full strength on offense, did he work his way into your top 10 QBs this week?
Yes, I have him at 8.
I got him at 9, baby.
I have him at 11.
He didn't make it. Didn't make the cut.
I'm not rooting for Brock Purdy.
That's just bias.
No, I mean, I have two.
That's anti-bias. Who you got above him? Don't say Herbert.
No, I don't have Herbert over him.
Good.
You know, that's very unbiased. I have Goff and Trevor Lawrence above him.
Not T-Law.
I got Goff at 10. I think that one's close. I got T-Law at 13. So
yeah, I got him a little bit around there.
Yeah, so I respect it, though. We'll see. I think Purdy, I think he's still got to be at least in the conversation to start for your team this week.
He's not good.
If you have him. Yeah, but his team is Q.
I don't get it. He's going to fall off. It has to come.
It did, and now he's back already.
All right. I don't wish for an injury, but.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
I didn't say anything. I said don't wish for an injury.
At it. You hinted at it. I don't like
that. No, I'm just saying.
But
have someone else take a week off, and I'll be back to stinky.
I guess. We're taking trade questions. Yes, always taking trade questions, always taking lineup questions. Feel free to drop anything in the chat. We'll try to get to it quickly. Sam Howell struggled versus the Giants again, as we hinted at as a possibility last week. Is he a viable option this week versus Dallas?
Yes.
I don't know. He didn't struggle as much as he did.
He didn't struggle as much as he did last time against the Giants.
But. Yeah, no, it was definitely a better game from him. It wasn't like the worst game, but definitely struggled. Obviously, the Commanders lost. Was not great. I think he's going to have to throw a ton versus Dallas. I have him at 12, so I still have him as a top 12 option, but right on the cusp there. Q, where do you have him at?
14.
Yeah, I'm right in the middle. I'm in the middle at 13. But my question is, Sam Howell versus the Cowboys or Jordan Love versus the Lions?
Sam Howell.
Sam Howell.
He will throw the ball 50 times because they'll probably have to. But Jordan Love, though, I could see them trying to force it to.
All right.
Jordan Love scares me, man.
Sam Howell sold me so bad last week, man.
Yeah. I got him at 12. I have Jordan Love at 16, if that helps. So
it does help.
If I stick to my ranks, I stick to my ranks. That's 4 spots. That's a big gap.
All right. I'm trusting.
Although Out of Rhythm Fantasy Sports thinks Dallas is going to rip them apart.
They probably will, but they'll have to throw a lot. So
yeah, I would agree with that. I think fantasy-wise, he should still be all right.
Yeah.
Would you trade CMC, Olave, and Jackson Smith and Jigba for Mixon, Edwards, and Garrett Wilson?
What is it? CMC, Olave, and Jigba.
I would not.
The CMC side.
Yeah. I would definitely keep CMC, Olave, and Njigba in this,
Olave
in this
with
scenario.
No MT, for what it's worth.
Mixon and Edwards isn't enough to get me there. I think Olave is still a little bit better than Garrett Wilson, or at least on the same page. I think Njigba obviously is kind of the bone, but Mixon and Edwards don't equal CMC for me. Gus has been good, but CMC has been CMC still. Can't give up the best running back in fantasy for Mixon and
Joe Mixon and Gus Edwards.
Yeah.
Garrett Wilson, who couldn't even score 1 point last week.
Yeah, no, can't do it. Can't do it. Howell, you should going up agree how usage will continue to go up. Another question in the chat. Start Charbonnet, Singletary, or Ford PPR? Now, that is a great question. That hurts my brain even.
I'd probably go Charbonnet.
You can make a case for all of them.
I kind
of
like Ford, too, though. Ford's been solid, low-key, if you look at his numbers.
I have...
Maybe I'm biased because I just don't like Charbonnet's matchup against the Niners.
All right. I actually have Singletary ranked the highest. Only one spot over Charbonnet. Actually, I have them all in order. Charbonnet or Singletary, Charbonnet, Ford.
All right. Well, you're no help. I have Ford at 21. And I have Singletary 27, Charbonnet 28. T-Gods? Tiebreaker?
I didn't even go to my rankings page. I'm just using my brain for this. I don't want, like, I feel like that's that.
No, I like that. I like that thought process.
Okay, I just feel like sometimes I look at my rankings and I don't even agree with my own rankings sometimes.
Yeah, you got to move them around. Yeah. Jerome Ford's, he's playing Denver in Denver. I think that's going to be another low scoring game, but I think Ford's the safest play if you're looking for a safe play, just looking at like consistent fantasy points. Like, he has had at least 11 in 5 of his last 6 games. He's not going to get you 20 most likely, but he'll get you that 10 that you're looking for. If you're looking for upside, I think I would go Singletary or Charbonnet there. I have them both ranked next to each other too. I think those are more upside plays. If Pierce plays though, then I would definitely lean towards Charbonnet.
Yeah. Who's the backup for Seattle? Is it DJ Dallas?
It's DJ Dallas and Kenny McIntosh.
Who the fuck?
Kenny McIntosh.
He just came off of IR. So, yeah. All right. CJ Stroud that I picked up for nothing. Mahomes a couple seasons. Stroud is killing it for me, but also Mahomes. Yeah, that's tough in Dynasty to have both of those quarterbacks. I don't know who I would prefer. I mean, I think you got to just keep rolling the homes out there, obviously. All right, let's get back to where we were in the rankings discussion. Moving on to running back here. Austin Eckler struggled a bit. Still a top 3 option for you guys this week, even in a tough matchup, right?
Yes, but always have him at 2.
Yeah.
Maybe run a little faster next time.
Yeah, he looked a little slow on that play.
Yeah, maybe don't fumble the ball at the 2-yard line, please, because you also sold me on a layup.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, definitely. Derrick Henry continues to struggle. We just talked about him a bit in Calmer Chaos, but we said we're staying calm for the versus the Panthers here. Does he sneak back into your top 10?
No,
he does not. I have him at 12. Matchup is juicy, but.
I moved back up. I'm back in. D-Hen at 8, baby.
I don't, hate it. It's just, bro, he's been selling bad.
I got him in a league. It's definitely frustrating starting Derrick Henry.
I got him in a league.
It hurts. But I just think this Panthers defense is beatable. So that's the only thing I'm hoping on here. I'm laying it on the line here with D-Hen this week. If it doesn't work out, you move on.
Yep. Yeah.
Tony Pollard found the end zone again for the first time since week 1. Are we back to trusting as a reliable RB1, or are you guys still not convinced?
Not convinced. He should have scored this game, so I'm glad that he did. But
yeah, and it was close too. He got tackled like right.
It was an angry run.
Yeah, he was due for one of those.
Oh yeah.
I got him at 13, so still on the outside looking into that RB1 territory.
Yeah.
He's pushing it.
He's pushing it, though. I'd like to see it. I want to keep seeing it again because, obviously, we know the talent's there. Brian Robinson Jr. continues to dominate. This man is somehow RB4 on the season. Are we ranking him too low on a weekly basis? Where do you guys have him this week? I still have him at 20.
Yeah. I have
a lot of running backs, man.
Where the fuck do I have
him? But he's RB4.
Because like
disrespecting
him? I think you are a bit.
2 spots?
But everyone is.
I have him a little farther down. I have him at 25.
Oh, my goodness.
They're playing Dallas, so, like, yeah, I think I count for that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And Gibson was out last week, which obviously gave him a boost.
Okay, then now it makes sense why he has 7 receptions.
Yeah, I mean, he had 6 receptions with Gibson the week before, though.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
He's a weird guy.
Yeah. I think if you have him, you're probably starting him. He's had back-to-back 20-point games, but I still am a little bit nervous. He still freaks me out. Mm-hmm. Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris, big difference in points this past week. We just talked about them on Comer Chaos Trust or Bus. How did you rank these guys heading into this week?
Damn it. I know I have Jaylen Warren ranked over him.
Yeah, yeah, I find this is the first week I do. I had to. How can you not?
I got Warren. Oh,
go ahead.
Warren at 20 and Najee at 28.
I got him at 25 and 31.
31. Right. Najee's all the way at 31.
Yeah. Where do you have him?
26.
That's not bad. I mean, like, who I have in front of him, like, you could definitely move him up a couple spots. It's not that crazy. But yeah, sucks. Definitely a tough week after that. Last running back question here. Kenneth Walker unlikely to play. Time for Zach Charbonnet to get his chance. Where did you rank him this week?
26.
Same boat. I got him at 28.
I got him 25.
Yeah. I think he's a low-end RB2, high-end flex option. Still a little bit of risk against this Niners defense. Just don't love it. Do not love the matchup. Question in the chat. Would you start Jalen Hurts or Dak this week?
Hurts. I'm ranked at number one.
I got Hurts ranked at 1 as well. I think you got to go Hurts.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Probably been the most consistent quarterback. I'd have to look, go back and look. But outside of week 1, I think he's been awesome.
Yeah, he's been rock solid, and obviously you expect a bigger game this week after kind of a quiet outing versus the Chiefs, aside from that big play to Smitty. So I think it'll be good week for Hurts this week.
Moving on to back 1.
I don't know. Is it Hurts?
No, he's 2.
Yeah, he had his bye.
Herbert's
Josh Allen still.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know.
He's always 1. So quietly number 1 every year.
Even with all the picks.
It doesn't make any sense.
He will continue to just dominate. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it either. But he just puts up fantasy points. This man eats fantasy points. Touchdown machine. He gets like 2 passing touchdowns no matter what. And then also gets 1 rushing touchdown like at least every other game. So, yeah. Crazy. Moving on to wide receiver here. First things first, there's a chance Justin Jefferson is playing this week. If he plays, you have to start him, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to play, though, because they have their bye, I think, after this week.
Yeah, and they play on Monday this week, which is really frustrating. So unless you have another option on Monday to kind of plug and play, and you need, like, if your other option's on Thursday, I would just lean towards the other option on Thursday and not risk waiting for Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Might have to wait a couple more weeks to get him back in your lineup, which stinks, but got to play it safe here. Mm-hmm. This is pushing for the playoffs time. You cannot fool around and wait and then end up having to start some guy on waivers like Brandon Powell or whatever.
I was going to say, I was going to hope that you can kind of rebound and start KJ Osborne, but he is stuck. So don't take that risk.
Yeah, not worth the risk if you don't have to take it, if you have someone better. DJ Moore gets Justin Fields back at the helm, goes right back to his great play before he got hurt. Did you move him up in your ranks this week?
I have him in my top 15. I have him at 14.
How generous.
I have him at 12.
Yes, sir. Me too, baby.
He's back.
DJ Moore at the low end wide receiver 1 convo. That's where he belongs.
Bring back Bateman, please.
No. Fields feeds him, and it's great. Let's hope that play continues versus the Vikings this week.
Yep. I'm becoming a DJ Moore fan.
Hey, welcome to the club.
Yeah. I can't time because of Sean.
Yeah, well, you'll join eventually.
I still hate Mixon. I'll always hate Joe Mixon.
That's
trash.
Okay. He's still good. He's still so solid.
No, he's not. He's not.
We'll see. This is actually a good test for Joe Mixon because Browning at quarterback, I think they're going to rely on him a lot. So we'll see how that goes.
All right.
Tank Dell continues to go crazy, leaving the other Texans pass catchers behind. Is Tank a top 15 option this week?
Oh, yeah. I'm at 15.
I have him at 11.
All right.
He's good. He's surpassed Nico, which I didn't think that could happen, but
I have him right at 16.
Oh.
So right on the outset. But I do have Justin Jefferson ranked. So if Justin Jefferson wasn't ranked, he would be at 15. But yeah, it's close. I mean, the guys I have over him, like Smitty and Olave, it's like, all right, he's right in that tier, which is still crazy. Bro. Still crazy. A couple questions in the chat. One last QB question. Cook, Zay, and Goff for Hurts. Cook is in James Cook, Zay Flowers, and
absolutely
Jared Goff for Jalen Hurts.
Yes, I would easily do that.
What? You would trade Cooks.
I would trade for Hurts. I would trade all those guys for Hurts.
Yeah. I would say he's giving up Hurts. So don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Don't. Please don't do that.
Yeah. Not getting enough for Hurts there at all.
Zay is waiver bait.
I mean, he does still have Dak on his team, but I still don't think that's enough to get for Hurts.
Hell no.
Even in general. You deserve a lot better for that. No. Definitely deserve more. Out of Rhythm Fantasy Sports was recommended to us. What do we cover? We cover fantasy football, my guy. Always talking fantasy week in, week out. Mark Andrews, moving on to the tight ends. Now, actually, nope, not moving on to tight ends because this one is about Zay Flowers. Mark Andrews now out for the season, which should open more targets for Zay Flowers. Is he back into the top 25 conversation?
He should be. Hasn't had a good game.
Because I have him at 25.
I also have him at 25.
You can make I have him at 24.
Q's ahead of us. I was expecting lower. All right. But, yeah, I think there's targets open up. I think he's going to have to be the safety blanket here for Lamar moving forward. I think OBJ is going to get a little bit more involved as well, but it's got to be Zay Flowers being the safety valve.
I can't believe OBJ is about to be back.
I know.
I thought the same thing when he was on the
last run. Last 3 weeks, he's been solid.
I know. We'll see if OBJ becomes super relevant again. If he's still floating out there on waivers in the league, I definitely think he's worth that.
Better than Bateman.
But Isaiah likely should also take up some of those targets too. Garrett Wilson, brutal his last game. Now gets a new QB in Boyle. Where did you rank him this week?
Boyle.
Oh boy.
I ticked him down, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. So I can't even find him right now.
I got him at 26.
Same.
I guess I'm biased. I got him at 22.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just not that I'm like lower on him. Actually, I don't know why.
Worse than Zach Wilson, though.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll see. We'll see with Tim Boyle.
You're right. He does get Jalen Ramsey this week, and the Dolphins defense has looked better. But yeah, I think he'll be fine. Got to trust Garrett Wilson.
Who's the third string backup? Trevor Siemian.
Ooh.
He might be better.
They should have scooped Wentz in like week two, dude.
Yeah, or Dobbs, straight for Dobbs or something. Yeah.
Not in a great spot. Now, finally, moving on to tight end, Sam Laporta. We talked about him earlier being quiet. Have you moved him down in your ranks at all or still hovering around the top five tight ends?
He is at six as well for me.
I got him at five. So, yeah, still all three of us confident in Laporta. If you are nervous, don't be. He should be fine.
My confidence has shifted from Laporta to McBride.
Yeah, I love McBride. He has been rock solid as McBird. Well.
McBird.
No, stop, Gator. Taysom Hill disappeared his last game before the bye. Now coming off the bye, is he still a top 12 option for you guys?
I will say
I have him at 11.
He will be a top 5 option this week. It all depends on the health of Derek Carr. If Derek Carr's out, we could see a healthy dose of
I think Taysom the other Hill. Way around.
He'll be throwing the ball. He'll definitely have some passing attempts as well. I think we see a lot of Taysom Hill if Derek Carr's out, but it doesn't look like that.
I think it's the other way around, though, because when Jameis was in, Taysom Hill didn't see anything.
I just trust me.
All right. If Derek Carr's out, you mark his
words.
He
will finish tight end one this week. Just because he's literally, that's like putting Mahomes as tight end.
Insane.
He'll have pass attempts. He'll throw a touchdown to Chris Olave.
And we will shall see about that one. But yeah, Taysom Hill still a startable tight end. All right, let's move on to game picks before players we're thankful for and then wrap up with some trivia. So game picks, standings, update, Q still holding on to the lead, but just by a thread as I have
crept my way
back. Q at 105, I'm at 104. Matt at an even 100, falling a little bit behind. And then T-God's still trying to get back up at 96.
I'm going to keep going juicy. I don't care if I pick zero games right this week.
The juice is coming, baby. You're going to smack one of these weeks.
Thanks.
Pulling up Matt's picks as well. So, obviously, we have three Thanksgiving games. The first one, Packers at the Lions. Who you guys have in that one?
Lions.
Easily. Lions is going to get gonna smack them around.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got to take the Lions for sure. So, Matt also took the Lions. That's a clean sweep there. Next game here, Commanders at the Cowboys.
Cowboys. Yeah,
Cowboys are easily winning this game.
With yep. ease.
Matt's taking the Cowboys. I'm also taking the Cowboys. So that is another clean sweep. Niners at the Seahawks.
Niners. Yeah.
With the less than 100% Geno.
I'm taking Niners as well.
Is Matt Geno playing?
I think so. I don't know. I know Kenneth is doubtful. I think Geno's questionable.
Kenneth's definitely not playing. Like, he's out. Like, I would
100% tracking to play out. Against Niners.
So, yeah.
Oh, all right, bet.
Geno in, but I think we're clean he's sweeping the stinky. Niners here. So,
yeah.
We're all taking all the favorites on Thanksgiving. One of them's probably going to miss, but we shall see.
It'll be the Cowboys, if any of them.
I hope so.
I like that take. the Black Friday game, Dolphins at the Jets. Who do we have in that one?
Dolphins.
Easily taking the Dolphins.
I don't think another Amazon
clean sweep for the Dolphins.
Wanted to sign up for this game.
Too many clean sweeps. I don't love it.
Yeah, one of them's not hitting.
For sure. Panthers at the Titans.
Titans.
I'm taking the Titans.
No, I'm taking the Panthers.
Insane.
I hate the Titans. Dude, I'll never root for the Titans again.
I do hate them as well, but the Panthers are so freaking bad. But yeah, so T-God's breaking all the clean sweeps.
I'll do it. I don't care.
Three Titans, one Panthers there. Jaguars at the Texans. This one should be a juicer.
I'm taking the Jaguars. The
Texans. Oh, no, Texans.
Matt's taking the Jags. I'm also taking the Jags. T-God's on Texans Island.
I would love – that's one of the next islands you could be on.
Yeah. I don't think they're – I don't think they're beating – the Jaguars twice. That's the only reason I'm sticking with Dougie P.
Right.
I always forget he's their coach.
Patriots at the G-Men.
The G-Men.
You're taking the G-Men? Tommy DeVito?
And the Patriots have
Belichick versus Tommy DeVito. It's
gonna be I know, man. But they're not. The Patriots won't score a point.
All right, Q's on Giants Island because Matt's taking the Patriots and I am taking the Patriots.
Apparently,
there.
Bill Belichick told all three quarterbacks this week to be prepared. So if you put all three of them together, they equal out to be one shitty quarterback still. Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, Will Greer, and I guess this is they had Matt Corral too. So
yeah,
none of those guys are scoring a point. We just saw what Giants D did to the
Ramondre is running brazy.
Probably not.
Probably. We'll see. Saints at the Falcons.
Saints. With Desmond Ridder back,
I'm also taking the Saints.
Why the hell is Desmond Ridder back?
I'm Matt on Falcons Island. Also I guess.
Taking the Saints, so you are on Falcons Island. T-Gods. Hey, you're getting all the home teams. It's not a bad thing.
All right,
not a bad thing. Steelers at the Bengals.
Steelers.
I'm taking the against Steelers for surely.
Browning.
Yeah, give me Steel City. Matt's also taking Steel City. Another sweep.
Damn, I didn't think that was gonna be a sweep.
Bucks at the Colts.
I'm taking the Bucks.
I'm taking the Bucks. I thought I was going to be alone again.
I'm taking the Bucks also. Matt not sweeping it. He's taking the Colts.
Of course he is. Because he has JT.
Yeah. I think the Bucks need to win this game bad. And I don't think the Colts.
I don't know. On that CBS app, I don't know how like 74% is on the Colts side.
I'll let that happen.
The Bucks have better players.
So hopefully the Bucks can pull it out. Matt on Colts Island. Browns at the Broncos. Who we got in this one?
The Browns.
I'm taking the Broncos.
Matt's taking the Browns. T-Gods, I will ride with the Broncos with you.
Oh, yeah.
I am riding the Broncos until the wheels fall off, just like Adam Rank, baby.
Who would have thought you would be picking the Broncos after hating them last year?
They're fucking back, dude. I don't know what's so weird. They're back. Like, 70. They're almost a contender at this rate. So they are fighting their way back. DTR is not winning two games in a row. I don't care.
All right, PJ will come back.
Please start him. Then I pick the Browns. I'm just stop picking them. I was so mad that they won last week.
I wish, yeah, they lost. PJ would be in.
They did not deserve that win. Rams at the Cardinals. Who we got in this one?
The Rams. Puka's about to go dummy stupid.
I'm picking the Cardinals, baby.
Matt is taking the Rams. T-Odds, we're riding again, baby. Go Cards. You knew my bias was going to bleed through on this one, baby. Kyler's winning this game. The Cardinals are frisky with Kyler back. They're frisky.
Stafford is one tackle away from Wentz coming in. It almost happened last week.
Good. Cardinals win even bigger that way.
Stop. He would cook the Cardinals.
No, he wouldn't.
Like he did when he was on the Eagles.
He stinks. Bills at the Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah, easy sweep. Go Birds. Of course, bias intended. Chiefs at the Raiders.
I want the Raiders to win, but I'll go Chiefs.
Easily taking the Chiefs. Come on, Q.
Give me the Chiefs. Matt also taking the Chiefs. Clean sweep. No way the Raiders win that game, man. There's just no chance. Especially if the Chiefs just lost.
I mean, they were close with the Dolphins.
Yeah, but the Chiefs coming off the loss to the Birds, they're not losing this game. Sunday night football. Ravens at the Chargers.
The Ravens.
Yep, Ravens I can't wait to watch Jay Herbo throw another game, dude.
Wait. Like, I wish
he
I brought
sucks,
this up,
bro.
Quentin Johnson couldn't catch the ball. Quentin Johnson connect. It's probably because you lost your parlay. Quentin Johnson, he should have caught the ball. Justin Herbert should have caught the ball. Justin Herbert should have been playing defense. Justin Herbert should have helped Austin Eckler not drop the ball or Keenan Allen not drop the ball.
I would never put the Chargers or Jay Herbo in one of my parlays. So don't ever disrespect me like that again, dude. He sucks.
Justin Herbert did everything he could. I'm sorry he can't play defense.
Justin Herbert doesn't win games. But
the Chargers don't win games.
Justin Herbert has had bad games this year, though. Don't lie.
One.
This game wasn't his fault. He's had other games where it's been partially his fault.
This game is considering a bad game.
Like missed throws and opportunities to win.
Can't win a football game, man. Sucks.
Good thing I'm not Justin Herbert, so I don't take offense to that.
Hopefully they
but you would have won if you had Justin Herbert this week.
Hopefully they fire that coach.
What are you trying to say here, Q?
I'm saying you would have won if you had the worst quarterback in the league instead of Sam Howell.
Ravens sweep for Sunday Night Football. On the Monday Night Football, Bears at the Vikes.
Josh Dobbs, bounce back. Justin Fields is below Josh Dobbs.
Do I want to do it? I have the Vikings picked.
Matt's
also taking the Vikings.
I'm taking the Bears. Come on, Sean. We wrote out the other ones. Come on.
This game's going to stink.
All right, I'm riding with T-Gods this week. I'm riding with T-Gods. T-Gods is catching you guys, and I'm taking the lead by storm. I just switched. The Bears are beating the Vikings on Monday Night Football in prime time. Yeah. Vikings are frauds. They're going to 6-6.
Bears only have a shot if they bring in Tyson Bagent.
Get out of here. All right, that is it for picks. A couple questions in the chat before we get to players we're thankful for and trivia. Lost Kenneth and Aaron Jones. That's bad, John. Do I pick up Madison, Herbert, Hubbard, or Chandler? That's tough. Madison and Herbert, Chandler. They're all mid. Who do you guys like best here?
I hate them all.
Yeah,
definitely not Herbert.
Depends on how many you're able to pick up.
I was staring at his profile.
Why not Herbert? You don't like Herbert? I like Herbert.
I don't like Herbert.
I think Chandler is definitely worth a scoop. I think Chandler has been pretty solid the last 2 weeks. Madison has been inconsistent this year. I think I'd go Chandler. I think I like Herbert the second best out of this group, though.
Chuba
stinks.
No, it stinks Miles Sanders.
Yeah, they both stink, though. And now Alexander Sanders
Madison.
Is back.
Alexander Madison, I'm taking him.
You're taking Madison? All right. I think one of the Vikings running backs is the move. But have you looked at Chandler the last couple weeks, man? He's been dueling Alexander Madison while he's been a little bit banged up.
All right. Yeah, he has been.
10 and 15. All right.
He's been all right.
He's been all right. And four catches last week.
Yeah. He's been involved, and it seems like they're going to be closer to like a nice split here moving forward. So, yeah, I think I like one of the Vikings running backs. I would lean towards Chandler just for the upside, especially in this year situation.
You're looking at the numbers.
But I also would probably try to pick up Madison and just own that backfield as an option since you're hurting this bad. Would you trust Josh Jacobs against the Chiefs? Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to.
That's all what Swift did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to. It's not going to be pretty, but he should probably at least get you like 12. So roll him out there. Players we're thankful for this season. It is Thanksgiving tomorrow, so we wanted to just thank one player on our fantasy teams that we are thankful for to have this season. So, Q, start us off. Who are you thankful for?
I originally had Amon, but who I am truly thankful for is Puka Nacua.
Oh, yeah.
Basically because he's most likely the top waiver ad this season, but has been extremely consistent with or without Cooper Kupp, and now he's without Cooper Kupp, where he's been at his absolute best. I think, I don't know what Cooper Kupp's status is for the remainder of the season, but Puka has been elite. I am extremely thankful for him. He's the turkey this season.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Puka, definitely thankful for Puka as well. Gigots, who are you thankful for?
I don't have many people on my team to be thankful for. But Rashad White is the only bright light I have on my team. He's the RB6. So I was able to trade for him right before his bye week, I believe. That's when I traded for him. But, yeah, Nick Chubb early in the season, he went down. I had Garrett Wilson, who lost Aaron Rodgers. Geno has been god-awful. I put all my faith in Geno this year, and that didn't work out well for me. I'm a big Najee stan. He's let me down a bunch. Like, Kittle's up and down, up and down. My whole team is just a bunch of shit thrown together in one pile and somehow ended up 5-6. I'm still in the hunt.
In the hunt, baby. It's all that matters. You're in the graphic.
And Rashad White is, he's a big part of that. So, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Rashad White. Gotta love him. He's been very solid this year. It's more solid than people may have thought. My player that I'm thankful for has to be TJ Hockenson. Ton of injuries, ton of inconsistent players across the board. One guy I had a good feeling about heading into the season was Hockenson. He was going about a round or two later than Mark Andrews in most drafts. I thought he should be pretty much the same tier as Mark Andrews, so I would draft him there in most of my drafts, typically around early third, mid third round. Got a couple weird looks on draft day, but it's paid off a ton at this point. Through week 11, he is tight end one, battled through minor injuries throughout the season, played great week after week. I hope his good play can continue and carry me through the fantasy playoffs. I'm very thankful for Hawk this season.
I'm glad he's good.
Gave you a weird look.
Oh, yeah. I got a weird look across the board. Like I did in a work league, I took him and everyone was like, ooh, Hockenson, do you know something I don't know? I was like, I guess.
Yep.
Yes, I did. But yeah, question again in the chat here. Would you rock with Brian Robinson versus Dallas or Madison? I think you got to go Brian Robinson.
Yes.
100%. Yeah. If you have Brian Robinson in your roster, I think you have to roll him out there. Obviously not a great matchup, but back-to-back 20-point weeks. And he's put up at least 8 or 9 in most games. So I would continue to rock with him, especially if Gibson's out too. He'll get some receiving work for sure as they're trying to catch up.
Yep.
Another question here. Last question from Project Dolly. DK Metcalf or Christian Kirk? That's a good one. I think I'm still going Kirk.
I'm going DK. They're going to have to throw to win this game.
I don't know, man. They're going to have to throw the matchup.
I have Kirk.
They're going to lose, though, by a lot.
I have Kirk over.
I got Kirk over as well. Kirk's been so good, man. Kirk's been so good. He had one down week with Ridley eating. That doesn't continue. Give me Christian Kirk. I got Kirk 19, DK 24.
I'm going with DK, so.
All right, DK, you can pick who you want to rock with here, but 2-1, Kirk versus DK. Either way, I think you're in a good spot having that problem as your question, because those are both very solid wide receivers to be thinking about, and I would assume that's your flex position, so. Gotta love that. Q, let's do some trivia before we get out of here.
All right, I have 3 questions.
Tree.
Let's go with the 2 obscure ones first. Question number 1. Sean, are you ready?
I am born ready.
All right, I wasn't sure.
I was just pulling out my paper.
What current team has gone the longest without playing a game on Thanksgiving? And in case you were going to say the Jaguars, it is not the Jaguars. They've never played on Thanksgiving. but they didn't join the league until 1995. Just in case you were seeing the Jaguars. I can give you a hint and give you the conference if that helps.
Yeah, I'd take a conference, but I have both my answers are AFC, so I'm guessing it's AFC.
It's NFC.
Wow. Thank God you gave me the conference. That's going to be way off. NFC, interesting. I would think it's not NFC East.
I was just going to say it's definitely not the NFC East.
And it's definitely not NFC North because they play every year, Vikings, Lions, Packers, Bears. They play literally every year. So it's got to be West or South.
I don't understand how the Vikings or the Pack, the Lions get a Thanksgiving game every year.
It might be. It's like tradition to just watch them be ass, but this year they finally get to enjoy it.
I'll always remember the game where they cooked us because Calvin Johnson went dummy. Mm-hmm. I think that was Thanksgiving.
Was the Theo Riddick game against us Thanksgiving too?
I'm sure. I'm sure Theo Riddick went off.
Ooh, I got to guess.
I'm going to rock with this guess. I'm going to rock with it. I got my guess down. Q.
All right. Sorry, I was trying to find the theoretic game, but I don't know if that's possible. Yeah. It is the Rams.
Oh.
Are you serious right now?
What'd Bucks. You say?
I put the Bucks too.
Yeah. Who? I mean, I can't remember the Bucks ever playing on Thanksgiving.
Not once. They were ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would have been the Bucks, but interesting. No Rams on Thanksgiving.
Right. The last time they played on Thanksgiving was 1975, where they shut out the Lions 20-0. So I guess it makes sense.
Oh my God, 1975? That's crazy.
What kind of water was that?
The 90s. Power. Dragon fruit.
All right. XXX, only good one.
Yeah. I got both of those.
Oh. All right, next question. What do the following quarterbacks have in common? And I'll list the quarterbacks for you. Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson, Zach Wilson, Gardner Minshew, and Jalen Hurts. What do those quarterbacks have in common?
Oh my God, run through that list again, please.
Mahomes, Baker, Stroud, Richardson, Zach Wilson, Gardner Minshew, Jalen Hurts. I will give you a hint. It's nothing to do with stats.
What? What is this question, Q? It has nothing to do with draft either because Baker was number one and all the other guys were not.
Maybe a physical thing. Then an eye. You see with your eyes.
Physical thing that you see with your eyes?
Well, like, it's not like a stat. Like, it's not a number. It's nothing to do with how they play.
Is this like a fucking riddle?
No.
They all wear headbands.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
That is the answer.
Let's go.
Oh, God, dude.
I didn't read the I didn't see Anthony Richardson until I just started reading it. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if he wears a headband. But
that's like you were talking about, like, appearance. I was like, I don't fucking know. I guess they were headbands. I would have never thought of that without like any hints. Like I would have just been looking at this list like, what the fuck?
What stat do they have in common?
Nothing, dude.
All right. Final question. Only one quarterback has 9 QB1 games this season, and then 3 have 8 QB1 games this season. Can you tell me who that quarterback is that has 9 and who the 3 are that have 8? Only one quarterback has the most QB1 games. 9 QB1 games.
Okay.
And then 3 have 8. No one has 7, and then there are.
So what is the question here?
Basically, they finished as a top 12 quarterback 8 times.
Well, one has done it 9 times. 3 have done it 8.
One has done it 9 times. 3 have done it 8 times. So
how many answers am I supposed to have?
4.
4. Yeah, there are 6 that have done it 6 times, if you'd like that. No one has done it 7.
That's crazy. One QB has done it 9 times, so that's like the top bowl, and then you need 3 bowls that have done it 8 times. Basically, 4 good quarterbacks this year. I have 3 down. I need one more. I have a fear that what I have down might be a 6 guy.
you should try for the six guys.
But I want to believe that he's an eight guy. But I have to like then I have to like rank them in those groups. All right, I need one more. Who am I forgetting? Definitely not that bowl. Who's been good this year?
Okay, I have my four.
Sean's face.
I'm thinking so hard. All right, I have four. Not fully confident in the four, to be honest with you.
All right. Well,
and then I have two that are in the six, just as I started doing it.
I'll go off of the six just in case that gives off some of the answers that you had for the ones or the twos. But so the six quarterbacks that had up six QB1 games, six whatever. Baker Mayfield, Brock Purdy, CJ Stroud, Kirk Cousins, Lamar Jackson, and Mahomes.
Perfect.
None of you guys
have any of those down.
All right. So yeah, no one's had seven. The quarterbacks who have had eight QB1 games this season: Josh Allen,
no,
Justin Herbert.
No,
and I knew Herbo was going to be in it, bro, but I didn't pick him.
Sam Howell.
I got Sam Howell.
Who were the other two? Who did you guys have for the other two?
For three. The other eights, I had Jalen Hurts and Josh Dobbs. Josh Dobbs has been snapping. He should be in this game.
The only quarterback to have nine QB1 games this season is, in fact, Jalen Hurts.
I put Josh Allen. So how many does Josh Allen have?
Eight.
Oh, he's in the eight. Okay, so I got him kind of because I put him as my nine.
Do you know the quarterback, the running back who's had the most RB1, RB2 games this season?
No.
He's had 10.
I think Josh Dobbs has had five top 12 games.
That's kind of crazy.
So it was close.
It was
crazy. He has QB7. I was like, he should be up there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But yeah, I put Stroud and Purdy when I started doing the six guys, so I got those two. But yeah. Jalen Hurts is the GOAT. Yeah.
He's down there with Brock Purdy.
Purdy's nice. Mm-hmm. Does Mahomes stink or is Purdy just nice?
Actually, that's a good question. I think I hate Mahomes. You know what? I hate them equally.
You despise them both. Oh, all right.
It was 2016. Theo Riddick had a 26-point game against the Eagles.
I don't
know if week five is Thanksgiving, though. So
yeah, I don't think it was. Yeah, Theo Riddick.
Week 11, he had 13 in 2015.
So that might have been Thanksgiving, actually.
I don't know if that's going off, though. Maybe it's with Theo Riddick.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's going off, but I think that could have been Thanksgiving. Maybe that's where I got confused. Theo. Himothy. I miss him. He was a reception monster. All right, one last question before we get out of here. Hurts and Tank Dell for Tyreek Hill.
No.
Yes.
Maybe.
I like Hurts.
He has Dak, doesn't he?
I know, but he has Dak.
Oh, that's true. I keep forgetting that. Sure.
If you could do Dak and Tank Dell for Tyreek, I'd send that first.
Yeah.
That would be much better if you could do Dak instead of Hurts.
I would do Hurts and Tank Dell for Tyreek and then try to get another piece in the trade as well because he has to drop someone anyway. So, like, just grab another bench guy in that trade too. But I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all. Tyreek's juice, man. Juicy juice. All right, that's it for the week 11 recap and week 12 preview. We'll be back next week with both again, so make sure you are ready for that. Again, if you're interested in using Fanatics, go to the link in our bio, take advantage of their current sale going on right now using code HARVEST, up to 50% off. We're also part of the Old City Sports Network. Ton of good podcasts and good sponsors as well with discounts available, including SeatGeek, local breweries, Beard Oil, and more. As always, make sure to follow the Super Fantasy Bros on all platforms, Twitter, IG, Facebook, TikTok. We are everywhere. See you guys next week. Good luck in week 12 and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Peace.